Unfortunately, we had hoped to have a live update on the status of the critical resistance attack last weekend, but due to charges still being brought against those arrested, we are unable to speak with them. But I do want to read the press release that went out early this week. New York, the NYPD attacks peaceful gathering at Brooklyn Community Space. Eight people were arrested at a benefit for anarchist people of color in Brooklyn, New York. People attending a private fundraising event in Brooklyn were shocked early that morning by an unprovoked and violent assault at the hands of the NYPD. Up to 100 people attending a fundraiser for activists of color were indiscriminately sprayed with chemical agents, beaten with nightsticks, and harassed by a throng of police officers. Witnesses say there were no causes for the assault and the subsequent arrest following the melee. Over 25 police vehicles arrived at 968 Atlantic Avenue, the location of the fundraising event, which is the office of Critical Resistance and also a private residential building, at around 2 a.m. to investigate an officer's report of someone standing outside the party allegedly holding, quote-unquote, an open container. Within minutes, the police unleashed their wave of violence onto the crowd, provoking onlookers and beating down attendees who were not resisting their orders. Over 20 people were experiencing effects of the pepper spray that was erratically sprayed into the air by officers. All tenants of the private residential building were present at the event, did not request police assistance, and no one in the building placed a complaint with the precinct or the emergency response system. Witnesses report that no warrant was presented upon police entrance. Organizers responded peacefully to police threats and physical provocation, yielding to their disrespectful demands. We have a quote: "I was stunned at the severity of the attack, and I am genuinely concerned for the safety and the well-being of those who were unfairly detained and arrested," said a witness at the scene of the incident. Legal counsel at the scene confirmed that at least eight were arrested immediately. Preliminary allegations include a violation of disorderly conduct, resisting arrests, and inciting a riot, all of which are classified as misdemeanors. They were taken to the 77th precinct. EMS also visited the precinct to attend to those who were sustained serious injuries. The injuries included bruised ribs, spinal injury, and severe blows to the head. The Sunday afternoon after the event, Rosa Clemente and I went and interviewed one of the members, and there was physically marks on his face. He had received two staples in his head. So this was a brutal attack by the police. Critical Resistance is a national grassroots group that focuses on prisons and the police brutality. And they actually challenge the belief that policing, surveillance, and imprisonment are forms of control that make the community safer. And so we just want to continuously keep the community and you, the listener, aware of what's going on with the police brutality being directed towards organizers, community activists, protesters in Miami. It's happening in Miami. It's happening here in New York. And we want you to continue to support those people. The latest news is that there is a court hearing in December 18th, and that eight people have been released on their own merits, but they are still pending charges.
And I just want to quickly let people know before we break out that there is a really important and interesting conference going on today, this evening, and tomorrow. That's the H2ED Summit, and it's a hip-hop educational program initiative of the National Hip Hop Association that's going to be going on at the door. And there's a fee at the door for people who are older. But young people under 21 are free with a student ID. And there's some really interesting panels. There's a panel on hip-hop as a culture, an oral history of hip-hop by the pioneers, teaching with hip-hop and using it in lesson plans, after-school educators using hip-hop, it's going to be a really good summit.
It's going to be a dynamic summit, and I encourage any people, you know, anyone listening who is an educator or a student, to take part in this.
And if you want to know where it's going on, it's at the door, and you can find out more information at www.h2ed.net, or you can call 212-479-0877.
Well, we have to go. We're always rushed for time, but we really want to thank you for listening to us. Continue to support the station and send in those pledges. You've been listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. Rise Up Radio is produced by the Free Radio Youth Collective. Our engineers for today has been Arrow Maitland, who's always great. Your hosts have been Kat, me, Saki, Mary, with Stephen in Miami, and even Jackson joining us for the news. Music today has been provided by Kat. And you can call us at 212-209-2948 or email us at riseupradio@wbai.org. Check out our new website, www.studentvoicesforpeace.org. Until next time, keep that love in your heart and the fist in the air.